This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. House Democrats worked through the weekend, speeding towards articles of impeachment against U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has that story.
The case is centered around President Trump's July 25th phone call in which he asked Ukraine's president for a favor in investigating Democrats. Democratic Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
But anybody who is looking for a smoking gun should look directly at the President of the United States. He is the smoking gun.
Republican Matt Gaetz disagreed.
I think it was acting on concern about Ukraine being the third most corrupt country in the world.
He appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The issue of denuclearization is now off the table in any future talks between the United States and North Korea. North Korea's ambassador to the UN said in a statement Saturday condemning the U.S. for what he viewed as its continued hostile policy against it. The RAND Corporation's Bruce Bennett says North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was never genuine about wanting to give up his nuclear weapons.
I think the denuclearization offer was a sham, that it was an attempt by Kim to buy time and to buy recognition, which he certainly got.
North Korea also carried out a test at its Sohae launch facility it called very significant. Thousands of black-clad protesters from all walks of life marched in Hong Kong Sunday under a crisp blue sky to march for human rights and democratic reforms in the financial hub. It was the very first time since August that the Civil Human Rights Front, organizer of a million-strong march earlier this year that paralyzed the Asian Finance Center, had received authorities' permission for such a rally. Police said they arrested 11 people during the day, ages between 20 and 63. This is VOA News. At least 43 people were killed in a factory fire in India's capital of New Delhi Sunday, the worst fire the city has seen in over two decades. Firemen fought the blaze from 100 meters away as the alleys around the building were too narrow for trucks to enter. Local media reported that a preliminary probe into the fire suggested a short circuit that triggered the tragedy. The building's owner, Rehan, who goes by only one name, has been arrested as authorities probe at possible failures to meet fire safety clearances. According to documents reviewed by Kyoto News Service, Japan's army during World War II asked the government to provide one sex slave for every 70 soldiers. VOA's Arash Rabasadi has more of the historical documents that highlight the state role in the so-called comfort women system.
The Kyoto report shows one dispatch from the Consul General of Jinan to the foreign minister that said the Japanese invasion had caused a surge in prostitution. It says at least 500 comfort women must be concentrated here by the end of April for Japanese soldiers. The number of sex slaves is not certain, but historians say they numbered in the tens of thousands or more. Some have denied official Japanese involvement and think the women were prostitutes who came of their own accord. Arash Arbasadi, VOA News.
A Florida representative applauds President Trump's decision to review the military training program for Saudi Arabia after Friday's shooting at a naval base in Pensacola. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says the program should be put on hold after four people, including the shooter, died at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
We should pause this program. We should not be taking new incoming Saudi students until we are absolutely confident in our vetting process.
Gaetz spoke on ABC's This Week. More than 850 Saudis are in the United States for various training activities. They are among more than 5,000 foreign students from 153 countries in the U.S. going through military training. President Trump says he will review the policies governing foreign military training. I'm Mike Hempen.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani presented what he called a budget to resist sanctions to Parliament Sunday and suggested possible multi-billion-dollar loan from Russia that would be a key source of revenues. Iran's currency and economy have been buffeted by U.S. sanctions and other punitive measures imposed since U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew Washington from a 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, although other signatories have labored to salvage the agreement. For additional stories, pictures, videos, and more, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.